Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of motivation and a little bit of tough love. Welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. You know that feeling when you're just drowning in demands? Work piling up, family needing attention, friends reaching out, and then there's that nagging voice telling you to finally clean the bathroom. Ever feel like saying, "Hold on a minute, universe, I need some space"? Well, you're not alone. Today we're diving into something absolutely crucial for productivity, peace of mind, and overall well-being. Setting healthy boundaries. Think of it as building your own personal fortress, where you control who comes in, what they can expect, and how much energy you pour into interactions. Now, I know what you might be thinking, boundaries sounds complicated. But trust me, it's simpler than you think. It's about saying yes to the things that truly matter to you and learning to say no without guilt or apology. You've got one life, right? One precious energy bank. Why drain it on things that don't serve you? Here are 5 key takeaways to get those boundaries crystal clear. 1. Know your values. What matters most to you? Family, creativity, personal growth? Identifying your core values acts as a compass, guiding your decisions and helping you prioritize what deserves your time and energy. It's like having your own inner rule book, ensuring that every yes aligns with your authentic self. 2. Learn the art of no. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Saying no doesn't have to be a harsh rejection, it can be gentle but firm. I appreciate you asking, but I'm committed to other projects right now. Oh, that sounds fun, but I need to prioritize some personal time this week. Remember, saying no to something often means saying yes to something else that truly nourishes your soul. It's about making conscious choices that support your well-being. 3. Communicate clearly. Don't leave things open to interpretation. Be direct and specific about your needs and expectations. If someone keeps texting you late at night, politely explain that you prefer to disconnect after a certain hour. Remember, communication is key. It builds trust and prevents misunderstandings. Think of it as setting clear road signs for everyone in your life so they know where you stand. 4. Set time boundaries. Your time is precious, don't let it slip away. Schedule dedicated time for work, family, friends, hobbies, and most importantly, self-care. Treat these appointments like sacred commitments, non-negotiable blocks in your day that help you stay focused and balanced. 5. Protect your energy. Surround yourself with positive, supportive people who uplift you. Recognize that some relationships may require more energy than others, and it's okay to create distance if needed. Remember, you have the right to choose how you spend your time and energy. It's about nurturing those connections that truly nourish your soul and letting go of anything that drains your vitality. Let me paint a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's juggling a demanding job, raising 2 kids, and trying to maintain some semblance of a social life. Every day feels like a frantic race against the clock. One minute she's answering emails, the next she's refereeing a sibling squabble, then it's back to work deadlines. She's constantly saying yes to everyone and everything, feeling stretched thin and exhausted. Sound familiar? Sarah needs boundaries. Maybe she sets aside an hour each morning for herself before the chaos begins, a quiet coffee, a meditation session, or simply enjoying a good book. She also learns to say no to extra commitments that drain her energy. It's about prioritizing what truly matters and letting go of things that don't serve her well-being. Now, here's the bottom line. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about becoming selfish or isolated. It's about honoring your needs, protecting your energy, and creating space for what truly brings you joy and fulfillment. Remember, you are in control of your life. You get to decide where your time, energy, and attention go. Start small, be consistent, and don't be afraid to make adjustments along the way. Your well-being is worth it. Now go out there, set those boundaries, and reclaim your power. And remember, if you need a daily dose of motivation to keep pushing forward, I'll be here with another Procrastination Punisher episode tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.